You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. I really strained my voice yelling at my kids. What is it, Call of Duty? The new Call of Duty came out. I don't know. It's a green and white package. That's all I know. And I guess it came out, and it was horrible because my kids started to fight. You know, we bought one. Okay, you have two boys and a husband, and they're fighting over one disc, and I had to scream at them, so I'm kind of losing my voice here. But I think it's raspy sounding, and I think it sounds sexy. So y'all are just going to have to kind of put up with it. But boy, I just hope I can make it through the night. I yelled at them. No, I didn't use any foul language, too. I'm really good now with foul language. I don't cuss as much anymore because I don't want to let anything slip on air. So I'm very, very good. I don't even do fake cuss words. I don't. I mean, my kids go beep a lot. They go, what the beep, beep, beep. And, you know, I tell them that's ridiculous because the intent is there to use cuss words. You know, if there's intent, they're already in trouble. Yeah, but Mom, I only said beep. You know, gosh, I used to do something in school with my friends that I'm really not allowed to talk about on air, but I'll just really quickly tell you before we get to medical headlines. What me and my friends would do is one of us would say the first continent or consonant. Then another one would, you know how like with, electric company, remember k, at, cat, right? F, rog. Frog, or however we would do that. Okay, so one of us would say, you know, another one would say the rest of the word, and then somebody else would say another word. And we got in trouble one time in school because we were going, you know, together, right? Except sequentially. So we got in trouble, and, you know, in the principal's office, and we're like, what? I only said you. That's all I said. I just said the word you. Yeah, but the three of them. The principal's like, but the three of you together made a foul word. I go, no. Oh, you're going to bust me for saying the word you? Y-O-U. Call my mom. Call my mom and tell her what I said. And I couldn't get in trouble. Now, of course, if my parents didn't know what was going on, oh, I'd get a whooping, of course. But, you know, boy, kids are really that crafty. I mean, if my kids spent 1/100th the time on their homework than on trying to figure out ways to cuss legally, they would be in Mensa probably and at the top of their class. All right. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. I want to talk about a lot of things. Of course, doctors are, again, beaten up in the media. They say doctors who have their own equipment do extra tests, right? We're just money hungry, grubbing creatures. So, of course, people are ripping on doctors. And, of course, I got to defend all of us. I love to defend the doctors. You know, Herb McCain had offered to take a lie detector test. So I want to talk about lie detector tests. Those are kind of cool. Anything with forensic science, I love. So we're going to talk about lie detector tests, the history of lie detector tests, how they work. You know, pretty cool stuff. And then, Smokin' Joe died. You guys heard about that? Smokin' Joe Frazier died. Only 67 years old. He had been the first to defeat Muhammad Ali back in the 70s. He died age 67. They said he had a very, very short battle with liver cancer. They aren't telling us more about how he got the liver cancer. Was it related to, you know, a virus? Was it related to just primary cancer? Was it secondary? They aren't really telling us. We say goodbye to Smokin' Joe. That's interesting. You know, we forget about some of these people, and then, you know, something happens to them, and then you go back and you realize, oh, my gosh, you know, I remember that, all right, you know? For those of you that want to call, please call in at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. DOCDALI. Your emails at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. And I know I sound like a man right now. I strain my voice, so I have to kind of speak low. But Dr. Dahlia is female. I am a female. And if you want it, my picture's up on my website, Dr. Dahlia. I get that all the time. You know, they don't look at my website. So, like, are you man or woman? I'm a woman. Hear me roar. All right? I'm a woman. Right? If it helps. I mean, if you want to think of me as a man, that's fine, too. You know, whatever cooks your goose. All right. You know, okay, remember that there's this couple that has, like, 19 kids, the Duggar family, Jim Bob and Michelle Duggar, if I'm pronouncing it right. And I didn't realize they had a reality show, 19 Kids and Counting. Well, they're pregnant with their 20th kid. Now, I have a big problem with that, 20 kids. Now, I mean, my uterus hurts just thinking about this. But apparently Michelle, 45, is now 3.5 months pregnant with her 20th child. I don't know what the world's record is, how many children. I have never heard of a woman producing more than, you know, 10. I mean, but wow, 20. All right, if you want to know their names, they got Joshua, 23, Jill, Jessa, Ginger, Joseph, Josiah, Joy, Ann, Jedediah, Jeremiah, Jason, James, Justin, Jackson, Joanna, Jennifer, Jordan, Josie, who kind of a close call when she was born in 2009, and now Jafetus. They like Jay. I'm surprised there's that many names. All right, I don't know. You know, 20 kids, really? See, I'm selfish. You know, I have no problem admitting that. I'm very selfish. And one of the reasons why we want to have kids is so I had somebody to take care of me later. You know, I mean, you know, we had to take care of my grandparents and take care of my mom. And, you know, I mean, who's going to take care of me? You know, so we popped out a couple kids, but just a couple. And a couple was enough, you know, so I could show love. I only had two breasts. I could breastfeed one on each. She's got 20 kids. How many breasts does she need? You see, if you're going to have a litter, then you need to have multiple nipples, supernumerary nipples. You have to, right? How do you feed them all? Dr. Dahlia, your oldest kid is 23. Well, you don't know if he's going to be hungry. You have no idea. I mean, if you have 20 kids, how do you feed them all? You're going to have to break out the breast milk sometime. And so, if you're going to have a litter, you need to feed them all. Well, I'm sure with the reality TV show and, you know, through charities and stuff, I mean, I'm sure they get enough. But how do you give love to 20 kids? I mean, I'm sure they're probably, I can't comment on how this one couple gives love to 20 kids, but don't you think kid number 17 and a half, right, or I don't know who kid 17 is, or kid 14, don't you think they get forgotten once in a while? I would totally come home. I would come home and not know where child 11 is, and I probably wouldn't even care. I'd be so tired. All right. Well, I hope they staple a uterus up in there. When we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Lie detectors, how do they work?
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Greetings again. This is John Swenson at Midas Resources, your source for gold and silver. You know, I have the same crystal ball that you have when it comes to what's just around the corner. But we both know that there's nothing on the financial horizon that looks very good. The single measure of good news is that precious metals continue to outperform everything else out there. Right now is the time to take a hard look. Pricing is more attractive now than it's been in many months. Historically and traditionally, this is when prices rise the fastest. They haven't, and opportunity's knocking. Please give me a call, 800-686-2237, extension 128. I promise you an informative, no pressure, no nonsense conversation. We might even have some grins. This is John Swenson at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 128. Just make that call. Thanks.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products. Delicious, pre- premium storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Medical Talk Radio, taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your emails at drdahlia.com. Of course, please follow me on Twitter and Facebook. See, I almost said Twitter and Facebook. See, I was very careful with that. All right, what do we got here? Okay, so, yes, in the news today, Herman Cain was in Arizona, and he took a... I got some questions today from the media regarding some of the accusations that were done and Sharon Bialek's claims. And he said he would be willing to take a lie detector test to rebut the multiple claims that he engaged in sexual harassment in the 1990s. I mean, from what I understand, though, he wasn't working with this lady. She wasn't even a part of the National Restaurant Association. And she claims, you know, he hit on her and slid his, you know, hand up her skirt. And again, I mean, I'm not here to you know, say if I think it's, you know, harassment or not. But all I do have to say is, you know, when my husband was courting me, you know, whew, man, thank heavens he and I married, because if he had done that to another woman and then he ran for president, oh boy. And I'm not saying he was courting her, and I'm not saying, you know, he was open to being engaged, but, you know, I mean, guys, you know, men hit on people a lot, and they can be very, very suggestive. And from what I understand, she said no, and he backed off. I don't know what the whole exchange was regarding a job. I don't know if she ever got a job. Was she denied a job? I'm not sure what's going on. I don't know why this is being brought about now. I also am still trying to figure out what happened with Bill Clinton and Jennifer Flowers. And did he have to take a lie detector test? What was going on during his presidential campaign? I'm just trying to figure this out because, you know, people are saying Herman Cain is not going to be able to bounce back from this. He's not going to be able to continue his presidential bid. But didn't President Clinton make it to office? Unless maybe that's why. Maybe, you know, they're worried that Herman Cain will be into cigars as well. I don't know. But I know, you know, people love Clinton, and you know, they didn't really care about his, you know, transgressions, if there were any. And I'm not saying Herman Cain has transgressed, but, you know, I don't really remember all this hoopla over Bill Clinton. But here's the thing. We've talked about sexual harassment. Any sexual harassment that's ever been truly committed is pretty horrifying and pretty traumatic. So, yes, I understand that's a big deal. But if these women are lying and coming out of the woodwork, this is it's going to be interesting. So Herman Cain offered to take a lie detector test. So, of course, people have been asking me, all right, how does this really work? What's, you know, is a lie detector test really that accurate? Well, it's funny. Many countries don't really allow lie detector tests to be used, you know, in their police stations. You know, many don't believe that it's as accurate as it could be. Plus, from what I understand, there's many people that know how to fake it. How to fake through the lie detector test. In fact, I found a site that teaches you how to trip up the lie detector test. I'll actually go through that with you. That's odd. But what I found interesting is the lie detector test has been around, or the idea of lie detection has been around since the 1890s. Looks like 1895, there was, Caesar Lombroso, I guess that's actually supposed to be the device, supposedly measured changes in blood pressure for police cases. Then in 1904, a device by Vittorio Benussi. Oh, I see. Cesar Lombroso, I thought that was the person. I was going to say, that's kind of a fancy name for a blood pressure cuff. But, oh, well. All right. Then Vittorio Benussi used to measure breathing. And then William Marston used blood pressure to examine German prisoners of war. So I think Marston, by 1915, was the one that I think gets credited to discovering the modern day lie detector. He was in Harvard, pretty smart guy, graduated in 1918. Now, the son was interviewed, and he said the wife was pretty involved with the development of a lie detector test. See, the wife was involved. of course, I wonder why she was so involved. What was going on there? All right. Now, she said that or the son noticed that when the mama got mad or excited, her blood pressure seemed to climb. And so this was the foundation of the systolic blood pressure test. And it's true. You have systolic and diastolic blood pressure. Your systolic is the pumping pressure. Your diastolic is the filling pressure. When you get mad or excited, we usually see the rise in the systolic first. All right. So, of course, a rise in blood pressure. If you're lying, that's how they're correlating it. Now, they say the wife was involved in some of the pictures taken. They don't know how much she was involved. But William Marston also invented Wonder Woman. The character, he said, was influenced by his wife. Boy, he must have been really trying to kiss up to his wife, comparing his wife to Wonder Woman. And remember, Wonder Woman has that lasso, that magic lasso, where if she puts you in the lasso, you tell the truth. I had no idea that the lie detector test was related to Wonder Woman. Okay, way cool. So anyway, he is called the father of the polygraph, William Marston. And he published a book, Lie Detector Test. Then he, then I believe he actually did a polygraph saying that Gillette razors were better than anybody else's. They recorded blood pressure, the galvanic skin response where you sweat. This was actually invented in 21 by John Larson. Ah, that's interesting. So that's when the sweat came into play, because the lie detector tests look at your breathing rate, they look at your pulse, they look at your blood pressure, and if you perspire. They also look at arm and leg movements, some of them. So you're kind of hooked up pretty darn good to these things. And then the reason why it's called a polygraph is because there's multiple aspects to the graph, hence polygraph. All right, so then some of the later devices in 1945 recorded muscular activity that accompanied the blood pressure changes, and then they started to simultaneously measure blood pressure and pulse respiration. So lie detectors have been out for a while. Now, this is interesting. All right, I was reading. All right, well, then how do you fake one of these out? And apparently you can, you know, find multiple sites online on how to cheat a polygraph test. I don't know if this really works, but one thing they suggest is, now I'm getting this here from WikiHow. Okay, now I don't know about WikiHow. I think people can add things to it. But they say, number one is you could refuse a polygraph. You may not get the job, but you can't be fired. So is that true? In the private sector, you can't be fired if you refuse a polygraph. I believe that is true. But if you're trying to get a job and you refuse a polygraph, there's a good chance you won't get hired. But if you really don't want to, you know, admit to certain things, then I guess that's something you could do. They also suggest to really learn about polygraphs and how they work. You see, this is a trick of the trade. What they do with these polygraphs is they ask you control questions in the beginning. So they get a baseline, because they have to compare what your baseline respiratory rate is, perspiration, breathing, etc. So they ask you some basic questions. So what this website does is they tell you to have like a tack in your shoe, to step on it so you hurt yourself during the control questions. They kind of say to mess with your breathing during the control questions, so that when you actually need to lie and your heart rate's up and your respirations are up, it'll look very similar to control. I mean, makes sense, you know, whenever you have a control and then you experiment, you compare it to the control. They said, of course, don't, you know, act like you know the tricks. Well, duh. They said the polygrapher, I guess the guy doing the test, is not your buddy. They're going to try to, you know, do a good cop, bad cop type of thing, you know, be your buddy. So you kind of let your guard down. Here's my thing. God forbid something happened, let's say, to a family member, and they decide to interrogate me. My problem is the thought that something happened to my family member would, I guess, already start my heart racing. You know, so my fear is if they're talking about, you know, I don't know, like a horrible accident or something, I'm already going to start getting nervous. And then I don't want them to say, well, you lied. I don't know. And, you know, if somebody, let's say, okay, you know, what color is the sky? And you go purple. You know, I mean, some people, they just kind of joke right through it. And so if you're really nervous about an event that happened, you could, I don't know. So I guess, you know, that's always my fear, that something horrible is going to happen. They ask me and then I'm all nervous. And then let me see. Oh, yeah. Create proactive step. They also say put antiperspirant on your hands. Come on, really? They said put antiperspirant on your fingers and the palms the night before. Repeat the next morning. I'm sure they could figure that out. I'm sure they could tell if you have antiperspirant on your hands. I am sure. Especially some of these deodorants and antiperspirants leave that white film. I always like to get the deodorant that, you know, the woman with the black dress. Right, so she could wear a black dress, because many of my clothes are black, so I look skinny. But it always leaves white. Even if it says it's not going to leave white, it leaves white. I can't stand it. So I don't really raise my hands. Like when I dance, I kind of dance, you know, with my hands, you know, close to my body, you know, and I kind of do that kind of thing. Maybe I'll snap my fingers. All right, well, I guess that's how you pass a lie detector test, please. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family, peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life, and they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com, and for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Whatever winter activity you enjoy, from snowmobiling, snowshoeing, skiing, or camping, there's inherent danger that you may find yourself having to stay warm. Be ready with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire that starts right on top of snow or water and even burns wet wood. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com, a must for any outdoor winter activity. InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com, spelled InstaFire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. InstaFire.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Warning, this content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satanshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. SatansShow.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Your emails at drdahlia.com. And, of course, you can follow me on Twitter and Facebook. Okay, well, I didn't realize that, you know, some of the top researchers are kind of fighting back and forth about the whole CPR thing again. Okay, remember CPR was changed Remember, we were doing 15 compressions to two breaths. And then they said, you know what, just start, you know, just do the compressions. Concentrate on the compressions if you can. If you can do the breaths, great. But concentrate on the compressions, up it to 30 compressions to maybe two breaths. And then they tried to simplify it a little bit. I don't know if any of you have taken a CPR class, which I highly urge. Very strongly encourage, please take a CPR class so you know how to perform CPR. But I remember the CPR class very confusing because they were saying, all right, you have to do compressions of 1.5 inches. Well, you know, you're thinking, what? It, 1.5, then 1.25 to one. I mean, it was really confusing. Well, they simplified it now to 30 compressions to two breaths. And when you are doing adult CPR, you go down at least 2 inches. Okay, don't worry about breaking the sternum. Go down at least 2 inches when you do the compressions. And we talked about the xiphoid process. If you kind of feel your sternum, well, if you're driving, don't do this, but, you know, pull over. If you feel your zygomatic process, you got a zygomatic arch up in the face, you got a xiphoid process. You know, if you guys ever get sick of playing geography in the car? You know, where, you know, you come up with a country or a state Atlanta, and then because it ends in A, you got to come up with another one, Albany, and then you take the Y, which ends, you know, Albany Y. You can do that with medical terms. It's great. Retroperitoneum. All right, kids, go. Okay, retroperitoneum ends in a, what the hell does it end in? An N. All right, nymphomania. Good. All right, A. Honey, you have an A. Amygdala. It's really fun. Yeah, in my family, we do medical geography. It's great, just in case anyone of them want to be future doctors. They don't. I don't know why. I think they got the amygdala for it, to be honest. All right, okay, so back to CPR. I don't know where I was going with that. Where was I going? It doesn't matter. Okay. Well, anyway, so they kind of simplified it, but I didn't realize there's like a little fight going on back and forth because remember we came out with some songs that you could do CPR to. Remember we said you could do Staying Alive because we want you to do at least 100 compressions a minute. All right. We want you to do 100 compressions a minute. If you forget about the breaths, if you don't remember the breaths, at least do 100 compressions a minute. Now, the reason being, and people are like, well, really, do I have to skip the breaths? I mean, it's not that we want you to skip the breaths, but a lot of times people are so delayed in going back to the chest compressions because they're worried about putting their mouth on someone else's mouth. You know, because a lot of times before people have a heart attack, they may vomit, they may spit, so there's stuff on their mouth. So you have people going back and forth going, I'm not going to do it, you do it. Well, I'm not going to do it. Let's get Mikey. You know, people are going back and forth, then they wipe their mouth, then they do it, and then they kind of do it halfway. I mean, listen, when you do those mouth breaths, I mean, when you really need to put your mouth on the victim and blow, you know, and if it's an infant, you know, sometimes you put your mouth over the mouth and the nose. Now, I don't know about you guys, but my kids had boogers. Now, of course, you know, with your kid, you don't mind. I mean, I don't care about the boogers, you know, but, you know, I mean, if it's another kid, you know, you may go, ooh, gross. And so they were like, well, then fine, just do the chest compressions, 100 beats a minute, because at least if there's oxygen in the blood, it'll still get up to the brain. So just keep beating the heart, because if you get the heart to beat, then hopefully the respirations will come. So they're like, just get the heart to beat. So 100 beats a minute. So they came up with the song. They figured, also another one, Bites Dust. Another one, Bites Dust. Dun, dun, dun. Okay, so that, if you listen to that, that's about 100 beats. The only problem is you don't want to be singing Another One Bites Dust when you're performing CPR in front of the family, right? Okay? Staying Alive is a little better. But you also don't want to be singing. But if you think to your head, staying alive. Okay, I'm not going to sing it for you, but you see, it equates to 100 beats a minute. Well, apparently researchers came out with two more songs, Achy Breaky Heart by Billy Ray Cyrus. James, we got Achy Breaky Heart? Oh, yeah. Yeehaw. All right. See, so for some of you country folk, you know, if you have Achy Breaky Heart in your mind, I sing that song all the time. You see, you kind of could do 100 beats out of that one. They also came up with another song, Disco Science. Disco Science can come up with, I believe, 100 beats a minute or close to it. Do we have Disco Science? Okay, see, I don't know this song. Is that a whip? Oh, this is kind of a sexy song. Oh my gosh, is that a whip? Oh my. This is like a porno song. Oh wow. All right. All right. Well, yeah, I guess if you're a victim of leather. Okay. Yeah, thanks, James. Boy, that's pretty boy, I did that's kind of a cool song. Disco Science. I've never heard that. All right. Now, apparently a study investigated the Achy Breaky Heart song with the CPR corporations and the Disco Science song. You know what song I like? I like Disco Duck from Rick Dees. Disco, Disco Duck. You really can't do CPR to it, but I just think that's a cool song. Okay, so the new study investigated Achy Breaky Heart with the CPR compressions and the Disco Science, and they said, whoa, wait a second. All right, people aren't doing the compressions right when they listen to the song. They're doing the compressions too shallow. And remember, you find the xiphoid process that's down there. This is how we're taught in CPR. If it's too difficult, then find the nipples, whether it's a man or a woman. If it's a woman who's had multiple kids and her breasts are a little bit more pendulous, then wherever her nipples should be, and just go to the midpoint line. That may be easier for you guys. Just find the nipples and go to the midline. Okay, this way you aren't finding the xiphoid process and putting your hand up and figuring out. Okay, just do that. Find the nipple line, all right? And I know, see, I'd be so worried because in my case, they'd be doing CPR on my knees. All right, so anyway, I'll get some nip tuck eventually. So where are we now? All right, so you put one palm down and then you cover your other hand. So you're almost kind of doing you could also interlay your fingers to give you strength. And when you interlay your fingers, you just kind of press down with your palm at about 2 inches, and you do that to 100 beats a minute. And again, it's not an exact science. I mean, you're trying to get the heart to beat. So if you start to sing Achy Breaky Heart and you go, laugh and joke about me on the phone. You're like, oh, wait a second. It's a farm or phone. Oh, wait, hold on, honey, I need you to YouTube Achy Breaky Heart. Okay, don't just do the compressions. If you can't think of the song, people are always concerned, well, how fast am I supposed to do them? Am I doing too fast or not? Then think of the Staying Alive song or another one, Bites the Dust or something, okay? But I didn't realize that people are going back and forth with each other, upset about the songs. Really, guys? Really? You know, just do the compressions. Okay. Again, if you can do the breaths, that would be great. I mean, I'm still for giving breaths, but what you really should do with any victim is call 911. All right. If somebody falls, you call 911. Put 911 on speakerphone, or you assign somebody at the site to hold the phone. Have them hold the phone, and then you open up the shirt and expose the chest. Feel for a pulse. Don't start CPRing somebody who has a pulse and whose heart is beating. You can mess things up. All right. If they don't have a pulse, so I taught you guys how to feel a pulse. Go into your neck, feel your neck. Right, we've talked about how to feel for your pulse. You know where your neck kind of, you know where you get hickeys? Where you get, or you used to get hickeys? Go a little bit more frontal, a little bit more anterior. Go right up under the, kind of the nape of the neck where you kind of feel the jawbone by your pinky. You should be able to feel the pulse there. If you can't feel the pulse, feel the other side. If you start to try to feel the arm, or the radial pulse in the hand, or the pedal pulse in the leg, that could be more difficult. Look for the carotid. The carotid artery is big. Then, of course, you could start your compressions. Make sure you're on the phone with 911. And remember, 100 beats a minute. Do at least 2 inches when you go in. All right, great. All right, when we come back, we're on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, Organica Seed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LASIG. With LASIG e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LASIG.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LASIG e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning. E-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at gcnminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
All right, here we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, I was looking at some of the emails. I wanted to come up with some good emails to talk about on the show. And, of course, you know, half a dozen of them were, you know, Dr. Dahlia, what did you think of President Obama's comments about Netanyahu? I know it's not a medical question, but, oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty ticked off. Y'all heard about that. President Obama and fresh President Sarkozy were caught on open mics, right, slamming Benjamin Netanyahu, the prime minister of Israel. They didn't realize that their mics were on. This was after the G20 summit. They didn't realize that their microphones were on. And so the French prime minister was saying that he can't stand dealing with Netanyahu. He's a liar. And then rather than President Obama, you know, sticking up for him or just, you know, just not agreeing and changing the subject, he says, you're fed up with him, but I have to deal with him every day. Now, I mean, this was on CNN. This is on Reuters. I mean, this isn't just right wing. I mean, this was news. This is what he said. You're fed up with him, but I have to deal with him every day. You have to deal with the Israeli prime minister every day. All right. Doesn't Israel give you intelligence on what's happening in the Middle East? Isn't Israel our helicopter pad in the Middle East, right? You dislike the fact that you have to deal with the Israeli prime minister? What the hell kind of a I mean, I'm sorry, I'm mad. We need Israel. We need Israel's intelligence. We need Israel as an ally. And you have a problem dealing with him every day, right? Is it interfering with your golf schedule? These are not presidential comments. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, it was a mic issue. You know, come on, presidents talk like real people. Oh, you know what? This is the man that's running our country. This is the man that has his finger behind the red button. All right? I mean, this is somebody you would think would welcome anything Israel has to say. I to sit there and be talking like, I don't know, a bunch of high school girls, right, that are nitpicking about the girl in the corner with the glasses, I think is really unprofessional. It lacks any presidential professionalism. And I'm fed up with President Obama. That I don't have a problem with saying on an open mic. I'm fed up. I mean, listen, I have, and it's no surprise, I'm Jewish. And of course, my love for Israel, is as compared as my love for America. I love both. I love all countries. I'm just kind of that person. I love Mexico. When I visited Israel, I was fortunate to visit Israel once. And I know we'll get to some medical news, but one thing I noticed, which I haven't noticed in a lot of other countries, is, you know, the free roam that our American soldiers have and the respect that Israel shows the American soldiers. All right. That's why I liken Israel to the helicopter pad America has in the Middle East. All right. I mean, American soldiers, I believe, felt very safe. They felt very welcomed. And the intelligence that Israel gives America is more than I believe any country gives America. All right. Now, yes. OK, maybe we have U.S. spies, but we're talking Israel giving America this intelligence. Right. Whatever America wants to know is happening with the Middle East, they can get it through Israel. And I don't understand why, especially with some of the other issues we've seen with President Obama's choice of foreign policy and the borders, we don't see more support for Israel. I think it's absolutely ridiculous. And this was just asinine. I mean, this was so immature. This was not presidential. And I don't think it really surprised anybody. You know, it just cemented the fact that we have a very, very inexperienced leader. Even if you dislike somebody you're working with, and it happens, you keep it to yourself. You don't tell a French president how you feel about, I mean, really, you're going to talk about people behind their back? Do you have an issue with, you know, Queen Elizabeth? And, I mean, do you have an issue with Kate Middleton? I mean, is this what, I mean, unless that's what presidents do. I mean, maybe French presidents and American presidents and Mexican presidents and everybody, they just rip on each other. Maybe it is one big fraternity or sorority party. Maybe it is. I don't know. But I think this is really, really stupid. And I think we should be showing a little bit more thanks to and appreciation for what Israel does in bad-mouthing him. I mean, fine. If you don't want to deal with Netanyahu every day, then fine. They could just keep quiet. Is that what you want? I could just go off. I'm sorry. All right. Now, another thing that's ticking me off, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, is now they're mad at doctors who own their own equipment, saying we do too many extra tests. Oh, please. All right. They say heart patients are more likely to get costly follow-up tests sooner than guidelines recommend if their doctors own testing equipment or get paid for interpreting these tests. They say more and more procedures and stress imaging tests are being done in doctors' offices instead of hospitals as group of doctors purchase the equipment to do on-site testing. Okay, here's the thing. All right, here's the thing. Our office, we don't have cardiac testing. We don't do that. One of the reasons why I don't do cardiac testing is I just don't feel confident that me and my staff would be able to take on the load and to be able to watch and deal with the patients if they start to actually have a heart attack. I mean, I've done emergency room. I've managed heart attacks, but I don't really want to put my staff and my PAs through that, okay? Have the cardiologist do it. And I've been offered, to put a treadmill in the office. I'm like, oh, good, then I could maybe use a treadmill, for my own workouts in the morning. But no, I declined it. I don't do a lot of cardiac testing. I like to have it co-managed by cardiologist. Now, what I do are x-rays. All right. Since I do have ER background and urgent care background, I like to see if the patient has a fracture. I like to see if the patient has pneumonia. So I will x-ray them. Okay. Now, obviously, if I have an x-ray, you will see that I will order the x-ray on the bones, on the lungs, to determine if they have the pneumonia or the fracture, because obviously I have the x-ray machine. Duh. If not, I would send them out. I mean, asinine. Now, I have that company say, well, Dr. Dahlia, you'll make more money. You could make money and you could milk the insurance out of money if you do this giggly goop test in your office. I don't want to do it. I have a hard enough time selling my patient on getting a mammogram, getting their colonoscopies, getting their blood test done to check for their cholesterol. I don't make any money off of that, and they need to know that. They need to know that I don't make any money off of that, so they know I'm sincere. Now, there are many doctor's offices that do have the multiple doctors on staff, the multiple nurses on staff, and they can handle than doing the treadmills. Maybe I'd be a smarter businesswoman if I did the treadmills in my office. We've talked about treadmills and stress tests, and I think anybody with any cardiac risk factors should get a stress test because your EKG only tells half the story. And people always say, well, doctors are bad businessmen. I don't think most doctors are. I think, yes, I would probably increase my bottom line, and it would really help against the underpayment I get from insurance companies, but no, that's not for me. But for a lot of doctors, it makes sense. It really makes sense to do the testing, and patients like it. Patients don't want to go to a cardiologist and be co-managed, or they don't want to go then to a center or a hospital to get the stress testing done. They like it all under one roof. Remember, once Walmart and Target came out, people want convenience. They want all-in-one shopping. So, yes, you're going to see doctors do this, and yes, you're going to see, testing. Are doctors doing frivolous testing? I don't know. But what I do know is so many people qualify for a stress test, that's going to be hard to prove. So when they say doctors are owning equipment, trying to, listen, you could blame doctors for the healthcare system, till the cows come home. But the doctors aren't the problem with our healthcare system. There's lots of problems, right? They're now, planning an artificial pancreas. It doesn't sound as juicy as it sounds, but cool. Artificial pancreas, stem cell transplants, hand and feet transplants, face transplants. These things cost money. That's why we have healthcare issues, because our fancy schmancy techniques and our procedures cost money. So quit blaming the doctors. It's a small sliver of the problem. All right, guys, if this is your stop, have a great rest of the drive home. If not, keep staying on. We got more of the Dr. Dolly Show. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hi. Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.